This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, good morning. We're in there. Turn the page. It is now Friday, April 4th. Opening day at Citi Field. They're saying this could be the biggest opening day ever. 888-808-1019. I'm looking at Twitter right now, and I don't know if this is a live shot. When I pulled up to WFAN and parked, I did not see the Empire State Building, but the Mets 2 hours ago put up, "Orange and blue looks good on you." The Empire State Building in orange and blue ahead of the opening of Citi Field. And if you're a Twitter guy like I am, you may have saw that the Mets announced there's a Redbird nostalgia train. I think the Yankees did an old school nostalgic type of train. This Redbird nostalgia train to the game tomorrow. It can pick you up at 34th Street and Hudson Yards. And you take that 7-line train, and it's like this special old school looking train. Just, you know, something to add to your TikTok and your Instagram story and your Twitter photos and your memories for 2025. Juan Soto is a Met. And as frat boys at Yankee Stadium have replaced Jose Altuve with Juan Soto, you can watch the Yankee game from anywhere in the world and hear, "F Juan Soto, F Juan Soto." It's not going to end. Not for a while. I know I fought for years to get them to stop bringing up Jose Altuve. I've been fighting for years for y'all to stop doing the wave. Please, knock it off. And in the bleachers, we say, "Take the wave to Shea. Take the wave to Shea." You guys bring the wave to Yankee Stadium every time you get a chance. That's how we blew the lead. 888-808-1019. Baseball is back on both sides of New York as the Yankees wrap up their opening homestand and the Mets start theirs. Get there early. Hopefully the rain holds off. The parking lot will open at 12:10. The gates will open at 1:10. On-field festivities will begin at 2:30. First pitch at 3:10. And, here we go. You'll get a look at Pete Alonso, who I think will get the loudest ovation, the loudest cheers as Pete Alonso is chasing down that all-time Mets home run record. You'll get a look at Francisco Lindor, and maybe he'll start to heat up here as he gets back into his stomping grounds. And, of course, Juan Soto, I'm sure, is going to get a loud ovation, the whole team. Carlos Mendoza, I see they're painting the field. And, you know, it's exciting, man. It's just good to have baseball back. You know, I'm not a Mets fan, but I know the feeling of opening day. If you were listening to me, you know, I said opening day was more fun than Christmas and my birthday combined. I'm a grown man, but there's nothing more fun than the family reunion and vibes and the energy you get being surrounded by people wearing your same colors, rooting for your same team, hearing the roar of your ballpark. So, Mets fans, call me up if you can't sleep and you're thinking about what's to come as you're about to face the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll be rooting for you. Maybe not all the Yankee fans, but I'll be rooting for you to knock down the Blue Jays, the first place Blue Jays. And, Yeah, we'll take your calls at 888-808-1019. Still talking about the New York Yankees. I'm about to go back to the phone. But what I'll say is this, you know, all is well that ends well. The Yankees jumped all over the Diamondbacks. And, yeah, they gave back some runs. And, you know, it definitely pissed me off because I'm like, you know, why do we got to go to these bums? Well, you know, and I hate to call them bums. They're Yankees. But you know what I'm saying as far as like, all right, you need to seal the deal. You need to lock this game down. And it got shaky for a bit. And if you get shaky against good teams, they'll come get you. And like, not even good teams. That was the, 8-9 hitter that got walked. And then Geraldo Perdomo hits the grand slam. He's not a home run hitter. That was his 15th career home run. It just, it doesn't look great. And you know, that's what I was talking about, vibes, right? I gave it a while before I like leaned into the negative vibes because the vibes were so good with the Yankees right away. You know, it was 3-0 Yankees right away. You're rolling. You know, they're hitting home runs. They're piling it on. But then when you give up some runs like that and everyone's got to, you know, tighten up in there, whatever. All is well that ends well. The Yankees get it done. Yankee fans, call me up. Tell me what you saw, how you're feeling as we'll start to shift into talking about the series ahead. The Mets facing the Toronto Blue Jays and the Yankees facing the Pittsburgh Pirates. Andre out on Long Island. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Keith, I don't know if you remember me from last year, a few years ago. We spoke a couple of times. I was in Queens at the time, working security at night. And, man, we almost made it, bro. We almost made it. Good vibes, huh? How about this year, son? You think we got to do it this year, too?
Yeah, of course. Every year I think the Yankees are going to win the World Series till they don't. They're not out of it until they're mathematically out of it. So, yeah, I'm riding. I'm in for the long haul.
I wanted to ask you a question because I heard you talking about age earlier. How old is, like, too old for you? You know what I mean? Because, like, I know Albert Pujols played for a long time, you know, so that still gives technically a person a chance, right? I mean, this guy that was doing Uber, he's with the Yanks, right? JC, he was doing Uber. He's like 30.
Yeah, he's 29. About to be 30 later this month. And shout out to him because it was a long road and he didn't give up on himself. I wouldn't say how old is too old for me. Carlos Carrasco was 38. Carlos Carrasco went out there and pitched well today. He shocked the hell out of me. I was surprised.
Yeah.
You know, spring training is over.
Too, right? Yeah. Yeah. He's good.
But in baseball years, like they're already counting down the days till Judge starts to be too old. Judge is about to turn 33.
Every day I read somebody saying that
Judge is going to be over the hill soon. You know, 35, he's not going to be him anymore. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is the best player in the game. Like, Judge might be this way for another 4 or 5 years, and then when he does start to decline, he's still going to be better than the average players.
I was doing the Grubhub, and there was a huge Mets fan in his pizza shop, and he was talking about how he's like Marcus, like his brother or something is like next to Marcus Stroman's like family or something like that.
Okay.
So like we started talking about Lindor and you know how the baby's born and everything now and it's so cute, you know what I mean? Like it was cool to talk about, you know.
Thanks for the call, Dre. 888-808-1019. Yeah, Marcus Stroman will be back out there on the mound in P Town. Max Fried will get going. You know, age is like in baseball, like Max Scherzer, we thought Max Scherzer was going to pitch in this upcoming series with Toronto coming to Queens. Max Scherzer, I mean, he's still getting it. Max Scherzer's 40? Yeah, I was about to say, did he turn 41 yet? No, he didn't. You know, it's different too. Like Aaron Rodgers, who we just heard Aaron Rodgers in a drop, it just made me think about Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, if Aaron Rodgers is actually holding out for Minnesota, we don't have to talk about Aaron Rodgers anymore. But Aaron Rodgers is 41 going on 42 playing football. Baseball is a game where, like, if you are good at, like, niche things, like Nelson Cruz, how long did Nelson Cruz play for? Nelson Cruz was DHing these. Nelson Cruz was DHing at 42. He's 44 right now. Like, if you can hit, if you can pitch, there's no such thing as you're too old, you know? But, like, what I was saying when I was talking about age is, like, we've seen Yankees teams be old. We've seen Yankees teams with older players. this is one of the younger Yankees teams by average age of the players that we're seeing in the starting lineup. 888-808-1019. Sunil is out in Texas on the Fan in New York.
What's going on, Keith? I don't know if you remember me. I was in the audience when you were live with Hector from Morning Brew on YouTube. You guys are doing, I think, a Knicks segment or something.
Okay. So, I know I've done a couple of those. Shout out to Hector. Shout out to the Morning Brew guys. And, you know, I know Al Cintron rocks with them, too. You said you were in the audience? You were in the chat?
I was in the chat, yes.
Okay, you were in the chat. Yeah, I was going to say, we never did anything live with a live audience. But in the chat.
No, you didn't do a lot. You didn't do like an open panel or anything. I was just like, you know, one of the many supporters he's got out there in the chat. You know, you're watching your streams and all.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So, all right. I got a couple of things to get off my chest. Number one, the Yankees had to win tonight for two reasons. Brian Hoke and myself. And I'll tell you the correlation here. We are birthday brothers. If you think about it, the same date, maybe years apart. I'm not exactly sure of Hoke's birth year. It is tomorrow. It is actually past midnight already, as I heard you say. So it's technically today. We share the same birthday. So he had to do it for the birth. He had to do it for the birthday brothers, the beat writer and myself. That's one. Second thing, when Juan Soto comes to the Bronx as part of the whole fuck. The farewell tour, they had the whole audience serenade with, well, John Cena sucks. I could see a Juan Soto sucks routine going on with that, too. That could be a new pick happening.
Maybe that'll go down. Thanks for the call, bro. 888-808-1019. A reminder, folks, this is a children's program. I have a lot of young people that listen to me at night before they go to bed. I have a lot of young guys that are, you know, not supposed to be up listening to me. They're sneaking and listening, or maybe watching on the live stream right now. We got to keep it clean. Got to keep the language clean. If I got to keep it clean, you got to keep it clean. Now, going back to what you said about Hoke, I'm going to text Hoke right now. Hoke is probably still awake. I didn't know it was Hoke's birthday. I'm going to say, is it your birthday right now? Text sent. So happy birthday, Hoke. We'll see if he hits me back. Brian Hoke is one of the best, if not the best, covering your New York Yankees. I actually was just reading his article and clipped something for Aaron Judge. And stay tuned for the big shot of the night. I will literally read from Hoke's article on MLB.com that came out after the game. The next thing you said about Soto, I don't like the, and all right, like, check me out. I was there in 2021 when the stadium opened back and it was the first week of May. I think it was the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and the Astros came to town. And with the 2020 season, us not having the stadium open for fans, and with us finding out about the Astros cheating in 2019, I think, like, we were waiting for Altuve and the Astros to come back to Yankee Stadium because it was over. There's nothing we could do about it. They cheated, but we were going to get our pound of flesh. We were going to let them hear it. And it was 10% capacity in the Bronx. And I was in the bleachers. And I remember Altuve comes out for warm-ups. And it starts off as FUs, and then it breaks out into F Altuve before the game even started. So I was part of that, and like, I thought it was funny at the time. I'm not saying that, like, I had no, what I'm saying is I was a part of the original one, the first one at the stadium, 10% capacity, fresh out of the pandemic. If I would have known that that would have turned into 21, 22, 23, 24, probably still some people in 2025 chanting F Altuve, I would have never done it. But I understand how it boomed through the TV and it became a thing. It didn't matter if it was the Seattle Mariners. It didn't matter if it was the Padres. It didn't matter who it was playing the New York Yankees. You were going to hear Altuve's name. And when he heard it, I remember he homered that last I think his birthday is Cinco de Mayo. He homered that last game of the series, and I was like, oh, we gave him power. Yeah, I remember talking about it on the podcast I used to do. I'm like, when you think about it, we're saying F. Altuve, not just Jose. That's disrespecting his entire lineage, his whole family. And I say that to say this. Now that's turning into F. Juan Soto. Now that's specific for him. 888-808-1019. I told y'all, you cannot control fans. You cannot police fans. There are people that hit me. Shout out to Joni if you're listening, Joni. And I know Joni was at the stadium. And Joni, she said, you got to make those morons stop chanting F. Juan Soto. He's not here. I'm like, it's impossible. I'm like, I wasn't there tonight. But there's no way. Whether it's, I don't know. There's just too many goofies, man. Shout out to my boy Jeremy who texts me. And he's like, it's crazy, bro. He's like, the same people doing the wave are the same people chanting F. Juan Soto. Like, the same people that are drinking tall boys and starting the wave in the stadium are the ones that are thinking it's hilarious to start F. Juan Soto chants. Jeremy says it was coming from section 202. Why am I not surprised? Same section that the fight broke out on opening day. Nothing but shenanigans. But you know what happens? We get a bad rap in 203. The actual creatures get a bad rap that it's coming from 203. I heard Tommy Lugauer today say, did I hear the bleacher creatures? No, you didn't. No, you didn't, bro. You might have heard it come from the bleachers. You might have heard it chanted in Yankee Stadium. But the creatures do the roll call. And that sounds way different than anything else you hear. And I've also heard Tiki and Sean campaigning for the, you know, when Juan Soto comes, just turn your back. Don't, what? Like, face the back of the stadium. Don't look at the field. Don't get, like, what? 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 When we get to August 16th, 17th, 18th, that weekend, that place is going to be a madhouse. They were putting the games on Tuesday and Wednesday. Now they're giving us the weekend back. The last time I went to a weekend Subway Series was 2021 when they had it the weekend of September 11th, and it was wild. Multiple fights, a lot of people going back and forth, walking into the stadium. It's, let's go Yankees, let's go Mets. Let's go Yankees, let's go Mets. It's wild. You cannot police fans. Like, so don't tell anybody what to do. It is what it is. And Juan Soto now, because he's the one, like, superstar talent, and he was only here for 1 year. He's not a homegrown Yankee, but because he is a superstar and he propelled the Yankees to the World Series, and I still think the Yankees are good and can get to the World Series without him, but because of that position that he had, because of that spot that he had, and Yankee fans wanted him to come back so bad, Yankee fans were doing their best. Like, you want to talk about a guy going from being boo-proof? I remember I was listening to C-Mac's show one night, talking about how Stanton got immediately booed. How they booed Judge last year. I think it was on John Sterling's day. Judge went over 4 and they booed his ass. Judge can get booed. The MVP, the captain, Juan Soto was boo-proof last year in Yankee Stadium because fans wanted him to stay a Yankee. They wanted him to return. They wanted him to sign a Yankee. So you want to go from seeing a guy that was boo-proof to having thousands of people booing every at-bat, thousands of people chanting F his first and last name, that is the movie scene that we're about to have in the Bronx in May. I don't know if they got it on ESPN, Fox, Yes Network, SNY. It's guaranteed. It's already happening. Ray is in, so talk it on the fan. Go for it, Ray.
Hi, Keith. How are you? I've been listening to WFAN since the late 80s in the very beginning. I think you're awesome. I wake up in the middle of the night and I love listening to you talk. And I think you're very talented.
Thank you. That's high praise. I appreciate that.
But this whole thing, listen, I'm a Mets fan and a Giants fan. And I listen to you and I enjoy the back and forth with everything. But Aaron Judge, we're all judged based on championships, period, end of story. And he's a very talented, maybe the best baseball player in New York for a long time. But this nonsense between him and Soto and back and forth, it doesn't matter. Soto's on the Mets. Judge is on the Yankees, don't go win a championship. And that's how with Judge, just like you're, Eli Manning.
You're correct. You haven't said one thing wrong. Go on.
Eli Manning is, you know, Judge, not matter in November, December. He's what he did in January and February. And to me, I don't care what anyone says, Eli is a champion. And I Judge is a great guy, honest. I'm a Mets fan. I hate the Yankees, hate them. They're the evil empire. But Judge is a great guy. But until he wins a championship, it doesn't matter. And this nonsense about who's better, it means nothing. You can hit home runs in April, May, June. Who cares? Do it in October. Jeter did. The 86 Mets did. That's what it's about. Period. End of story.
Correct. Thanks for the call, Ray. I've honestly been struggling with this. Because Judge is the best player I've watched. I do love the guy. I'm a Yankee fan. I've loved the guy from the first time. You know, he got drafted, I think, the year I was in the fan cave. Then a couple years later, I was at his first game when him and Tyler Austin went back-to-back. And, like, the way he carries himself, just, you know, on and off the field, you don't ever hear a bad word about him. When he's done playing, I think we'll get the real story on, like, his childhood and him being adopted and his parents, who are obviously great human beings. Look what they, you know, helped him become. And I so badly want him to do it in the postseason so that this can go away. 888-808-1019. I'm struggling with it because it's like, you know, I've gone back and forth with a couple people online. Even tonight, like, you know, I saw Nick Costos. You guys know Nick Costos. Minimal bets and cash your bets and minimal bets and minimal sweats. I know I butchered that, Nick, but nobody can sound like Nick Costos besides Nick Costos. But, you know, Judge homers tonight after Judge had been slumping for a little bit. And he tweets out, it's really awesome watching Aaron Judge start the season like roided up Barry Bonds. It would have been more awesome if he did this in October. And it's starting to grind my gears because multiple people are saying that. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't operate like that. Like, as a baseball fan, the first series, the first month of baseball are the complete opposite of the last month of baseball. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, we don't know who is who and what is what. Everybody is playing. Some guys are going to perform, you know, above what we expect. Some guys are going to underperform. But to compare that to the last offseason, like, he was in a different lineup. He was facing the Dodgers. He was facing the Guardians. He was facing the Royals. And you know what? He struck out a lot. But, like, he did have that homer against Class A. And in the World Series, he did have that homer off Flaherty. And he did start to look like he was unlocked. We don't know. And I'm like, when you go back and look at the numbers, you can't reduce Judge to a complete zero in the postseason. But what it is he's so incredible, he's all world in the regular season, that when he doesn't perform to his own standards, it looks like, you know, he's pressing. It looks like he's just zapped. He's got nothing. And it's like, so many people want to talk about the drop pop-up. So many people want to talk about the fails in the postseason. It's got nothing to do with right now. The Yankees have gotten to the postseason all these years on his back. In 2023, they don't make the postseason. They go 82-80 because he runs into a wall in Dodger Stadium. So it's like, we can't give this man his credit for that. We can't respect his greatness in the regular season. None of that matters because everybody will say, like Ray just said, he's got to do it in October. He's got to win a championship. No, the damn team has to win a championship. And I know, I've said this too. Maybe they'd have one already if Judge was Judge in one of these Octobers, whether it was 2017, you know what I'm saying, whether it was 2019, whether it was 2022, whether it was 2024. But also, Judge is going to have maybe four or five more times. All he needs is one. So I'm not going to quit on my guy. I'm not going to turn my back on the captain of the team. I'm not going to quit on the best player in the sport that I'm blessed to be a fan. I'm blessed to be a Yankee fan on the fan with access to the team that can go to whatever game I want to, that can go to the World Series, that can see all of this. I'm not going to be one of those fans that just scoff at this guy, right? And I guess, you know what? I played baseball when I was a kid. It started to get a little tough for me at 13, 14 when guys were throwing harder. I know how hard it is to hit a baseball. He makes it look easy. If you throw it in the zone, it's gone. And I really do believe that going through that embarrassment of dropping that pop-up, striking out all those times in the postseason, you know, 5-0 lead in game five, that evaporating, I feel like that's something that's going to stick with Judge, and that's going to change his approach when we get to October this year. I think him being a father, him looking at his daughter every day, him looking at his wife go from his girlfriend to his wife to a mother, that changes your life perspective. I think that is going to change the fact that he's playing a game, a kid's game. But, like, I'm struggling with this because I want to move on from last year in the World Series. It's over. It's in the past. We can't change it. But so many people want to bring it up as Judge is about to put up MVP ridiculous numbers again. We can't even enjoy it without hearing about a drop pop-up, without hearing fifth inning, without seeing a gif of Judge dropping a pop-up, without people reminding us that he hasn't gotten it done in October. It ain't been just him. He's had a lot of people around him fail. So, like, I mean, do me a favor and knock it off. If you're an actual Yankees fan and you love the team and you're blessed to watch Judge's entire career, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt. Give him the chance to fail again and again and again and leave the past in the past. We can't change it. 888-808-1019. Let me take another call before we go to break. Ray is in Babylon on the Fan. Go for it, Ray.
Hey, hi, Keith. Thank you for taking my call. Does anybody think that Don Mattingly didn't have, you know, a wonderful career and is a legend? Everybody thinks Don Mattingly's a legend. He didn't win anything. And no matter what Judge does, people are still going to criticize him because haters hate. Let's say he goes into postseason and he doesn't get a home run, but the Yankees win the World Series. He'll have the ring and people criticize him and say he never contributed to the World Series. And, you know, I want to quote you because it summarizes Aaron Judge no matter what he does. He carries that team on his back into the World Series. End of story, period. Aaron Judge is a legend.
Thanks for the call, Ray. Yeah, you know what, too? Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if they would have won it last year, they would have said it was Soto. It was Giancarlo Stanton. He was just along for the ride. You know what I'm saying? But, like, his presence in the lineup changes how they pitch. His defense changes, you know, like, but, like, I don't know, man. Baseball, man, I've got a ton of respect for these guys. I can't imagine being a Major League Baseball player. That's why they pay these guys so much. It's such a hard game to play. And everybody's a critic, and especially people that can't do anything with a ball, couldn't do anything with a bat, couldn't do anything with a glove, just tell you you suck, just tell you you can't get it done, just tell you that your dominance in the regular season, which you're one of the most dominant right-handed hitters we've ever seen, and on top of that, you go out there and play defense better than a lot of guys, you run, you stole a base today, like, and people just scoff at it because when the lights get brightest, when the pressure is at its highest and you're playing the best competition, right, the teams that actually make it to the DS, the CS, the World Series, if you're pressing because the place is packed, all eyes are on you, the world is watching, they try to, you know, minimize you to not being as great as you are. I just can't do that. I can't get jiggy with that. 888-808-1019. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night. I think it's fitting now after that little bit of a rant on number 99, Aaron Judge. I'm still taking your calls on the Mets, on the Yankees. The Yankees game that just happened, and we get ready to go into this Pittsburgh series. And then the Mets open up Citi Field, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a party. I hope it doesn't rain on their parade. I hope that you sweep the Toronto Blue Jays. I just think it's so great that this past offseason there was all this talk about Pete Alonso potentially being a Blue Jay, and that was never going to happen. And, you know, people wanted Vladdy, and I hope that never happens. I'll also give you my little Pete rant, too, from some stuff that I heard today on The Fan. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. Call me up at 888-808-1019. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Wakanda! Welcome!
And we're back. The Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson, Bright Lights, Big City, bunch of big shots. And tonight's Big Shot of the Night goes to number 99, Aaron Judge. All rise. I'm the king of New York, Melo. He's the number one ranked player in Major League Baseball. ESPN was doing Yankees for clicks. They put him at four behind Mookie Betts, Bobby Witt Jr., and Shohei, who's not pitching. Forget all that. Playing in his 999th career game, Judge notched his 500th career extra base hit, making him the third fastest Yankee to reach that milestone. Joe DiMaggio did it in 853 games. Lou Gehrig did it in 874 games. Judge blew this game open, DHing tonight. And Judge has to fight the umps. That's another part of his greatness, right? When the automatic balls and strikes system happens and Judge is aging out, as so many people are telling me, oh, he's a couple years away from not being the same player. Yeah, well, when he has an actual strike zone to fit his 6'7 frame, wait for it. But anyway, he has to fight Merrill Kelly throwing, you know, sliders at his shins and them getting called for strikes. Okay, no problem. You throw it in the zone, it's going to get rocked. You throw it in the zone, it's going to get rocked. Judge goes 3-for-5 tonight with four ribbies. He has a homer. He has a double. He has a stolen base. And I'm just not going to knock his greatness. I'm not going to take his greatness for granted. I'm not going to, you know, devalue the type of player he is, because he hasn't won a championship yet and because he hasn't been the same player that he is in the regular season and the postseason. 888-808-1019. Watching that guy play for the New York Yankees is great. Yankee fans are blessed. Like, you know, the last caller that called that mentioned Don Mattingly, I never saw Don Mattingly play. I didn't watch any of his at-bats. I just missed it. I was alive for the end of his career, but I was a baby. I was a kid. I was not on it like that. You know, Yankee fans understand what I'm saying when I say, like, you know, you were able to watch Donnie Baseball. You were able to watch Derek Jeter. You're now able to watch Aaron Judge. Like, there are some organizations that don't get these superstar talents, these generational talents, these Hall of Famers like that. And yeah, I know that the book is not closed on Aaron Judge. He's not 40. He's turning 33 this year. And, you know, with him DHing, like I saw people, oh, why has Judge got a DH on the sixth game of the year? I'm like, that's back to our regularly scheduled programming. Judge is the best hitter on the team. He should DH. And you should DH him once a week, keep him off his feet as we are trying to extend his career. All last year, you know, this time last year when he was playing center field, the talk was, oh, his toe. How's he going to play the whole year in center field? And he did. Now he's playing in a short right field, and he's DHing. Judge is going to be better than fine. And even when Judge is a little bit older, let's say 36, 37, he's still going to be better than most of the players in the league. So big shot of the night goes to the captain of the New York Yankees, a guy that came in here on opening day in a suit, like the Yankees used to travel in suits, a guy that came into spring training and said, yeah, I'm not growing a beard, and if, like, shaving is something that you can't do, then maybe you don't belong here. Like, this is a guy that was, you know, drafted by the Yankees, developed by the Yankees, came up as a Yankee, is an all-time Yankee no matter whether he wins a World Series or not, and I think he's got a few more opportunities to potentially do that, and I hope to be able to see him. I hope that I'm here. 888-808-1019. Kenny C. is in Westchester on the Fan. Go for it, Ken.
Peace. Money on the mic, McPherson. How are you doing tonight, my man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm not a fan of the hate that Judge gets because people fail to realize we are literally witnessing a man doing historic things. Like when people were alive in the 1920s and Babe Ruth hit 60 home runs in 1927, that's the type of stuff that we are getting to witness in this generation with Aaron Judge. Breaking the record in 2022 with 62 home runs. Guy had 58 last year. The highest OPS plus for any right-handed hitter since 1900 last year. Without Aaron Judge, as you said, we don't get to the playoffs and we do not get to the World Series without this man. Yes, does he have to still prove himself and come up clutch in the playoffs and in the World Series? Obviously, that's a given. But the point is, we don't get there without him. And he is a generational player, a once-in-a-lifetime type of player. So the hate that he gets just because he hasn't won a ring yet is completely unwarranted.
Yeah, it sucks. It's ruining the fun. Thanks for the call, Kenny, and the facts and all of that stuff, right? Like, this is a clean player. This is a player that's not in a steroid era that is hitting home runs like one. And when I say it's ruining it, it's like, damn, I can't even enjoy this guy's at bats. I can't even enjoy this guy's hot start without reading social media. Social media sucks, honestly. It's a cesspool. It's like, it's just, there's no barrier to entry. Anybody can go on and say anything, and a couple people like it, retweet it, and it gets, you know, thrown in front of us. I think baseball fans, Yankee fans that understand, like, baseball is hard. I'm sure, call me up. There are guys, Tony Gwynn was one of the best hitters ever. Tony Gwynn was one of the best players. Tony Gwynn ran into the Yankees. Rest in peace. Do you think that Padres fans talk about, well, you know, he didn't win a ring. No, he's one of the best players they ever saw. I want to see the documentary on Mike Schmidt from the Phillies. Also before my time, but, you know, he won the World Series in 1980, but I heard that he struggled in the postseason. And, like, in Philly, it's a rough place to struggle in the postseason. You don't win. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's somebody that was, like, MVP, all-star, but wasn't getting it done in October, had to hear it from the fans. And then, you know, he eventually broke through. Right? He started in 1972, but won the World Series in 1980. I got to look up his numbers, but, like, there are other players. We mentioned Don Mattingly. There are other players that just, like, were good regular season players, helped their team get to the dance, but didn't help their team ultimately win a championship. I just think it's whack how so many people want to say, it's championship or bust. It's win a ring or nothing. Nah, you can't be one of the greats. Like, you don't. We can't do that. So, anyway, 888-808-1019. Ross is in Bergen County. Ross, are you going to opening day?
No, man, I wish. We're looking at tickets for the The Marlins series. Yeah, what was it, 3 o'clock first pitch? I think we're looking at
you'll probably be out of school, but you can't make that drive, that commute over that fast.
Yeah, we'd probably be racing, probably, like Frank. I'm not even going to get to my game now because NJ Trans is incompetent. hey, really quick, City That Never Sleeps, this is my second offense last night. I got to apologize. I didn't even realize until I woke up. I was like, oh, my God, I put two and two together. I was on hold, and I was like, I woke up. I don't remember talking to Keith. I was like, Jesus, man. So
I was disappointed in you, Ross, but you know what? You're a good caller.
This time I was muted, so you didn't hear the snoring and everything like the first time. At least this time I was muted. So.
It gets late, man, and like, I don't get up in the morning. I get up at like 7 to deal with the baby, but then I go back to sleep, and then I take naps. It is late at night. I get it. shout out to the guy that runs the Back After This Funhouse account on Twitter. He's like, I love your show, brother. I fall asleep to it every night. And then he puts, in quotations, that's a compliment. this is sleeping hours. It's okay.
I mean, look at the Pope. He did it when he had Sweeney Murdy on. You talk about Funhouse.
That was in the morning.
I know, man. Oh, you can't make it up. Hey, so what I wanted to actually talk about yesterday, going back to the Miami series, he was getting, everybody was calling in, getting on him yesterday. Brett Beatty, I feel like, is ahead. Well, first off, Vientos, I think we start off because he's actually got expectations. He kind of climbed the mountain of the bust, one of the baby Mets that wasn't, because we're still kind of, up in the air on Alvarez, Mauricio. We don't even know if we're going to see him. Beatty and Vientos looked like they were lost causes. So for Vientos kind of take that next step was obviously a sigh of relief. And so far, obviously, nothing to see with the bat. And I get it's a week early, obviously, or it's a week in, so it's early. But not only is the bat a problem, the guy can't throw a ground ball to save his life. Cost him 2 runs. It was looking like it was going to cost him the game, which was just infuriating in and of itself. Normally you kind of like to give credit to the other team, but had they lost that game yesterday, that would have been the epitome of they didn't win the game, we lost it. And obviously the 2 ground balls, you talk about Soto. I called you the 2 nights before with the defensive miscue. Soto kind of had his first blaring one, and then Brett Beatty takes the cake. I mean, the one thing I don't get is that they are always appalled by his great spring training and talk about quadruple A, and he's always great in Syracuse. How come every time he's good in the minors or in spring training, they parlay that into putting him in the lineup rather than at some point taking the good spring training and just trading him right off that, taking him at max value? Because, we've seen it time after time, and I see people say, oh, he's just a kid. It's early with him. I wouldn't say it's early because this was this year 4 now, year 3. Give or take, I'm not going to keep calling him a kid. I see Mark Healy online saying, I don't understand people booing a homegrown kid. So what, if Daniel Vogelback came up to our system, we wouldn't boo him either? I don't get that logic at all. He's homegrown. Homegrown. Who gives a rat's ass who he started with? I boo him.
He is young, though. And they don't turn on players like under 25. Like, let's see, how old is Brett Beatty? 24 this year? 23 this year?
Give or take, but I mean, what was the year the homer down in Atlanta? Was that 22 or 23? Because that's a ways away now.
I think
now.
That was the end of 22, and Brett Beatty is 25 this year, so it's time. It's time.
I mean, at some point, I mean, it's like it goes hand in hand with Rangers fans saying calling Lafreniere a kid. The kid lineup, people were calling Kako still a kid, but while he was still here, I mean, I see some people online say every at bat with Beatty's either a pop bat or a ground ball. He rolls it over. People say he's on worm patrol. He's wiping out the worms in the infield. Rolling over to second base every other time he's up at the plate. I mean, I don't know at some point why you just don't call it quits on the guy. You know what I mean? And like I brought up Alvarez too. Look, he's a good defensive catcher. I know a lot of people were talking about, or at least rumor had it in the clubhouse that a lot of the pitchers loved him specifically. Like they were able to communicate with him better and all that. Just the bat isn't there. You see other catchers around the league, like Gabe Moreno is the one I take, for example. And I think Moreno was the number 2 to Alvarez, number 1, not only, via catchers, but in the whole MLB. Alvarez being number 1 with the entire pipeline. So I think that's why it kind of stings a little more. Beatty, obviously, was high up. He wasn't flat on number 1 in our system, let alone the whole league. But, I mean, Alvarez is at least playable. He's not going to – forget it, in a clutch situation, he's not going to show up. But Beatty is just not playable, man. I'd rather have Acuña up there. I can't believe I'm saying this. I'd rather have McNeil up there. who's kind of an older version of Beatty, essentially, but at least he got to pass the infield. And as, you know, as young as Beatty might be and a kid and homegrown and all this, at some point enough's got to be enough. And, you know, you send him down up to Syracuse for a week or two, let him hit the cover off the ball, and then get any value out of him you can. Send him to Tampa. Let Tampa somebody fix him. They're fixing Magnum. Every former Met they get, failed Met prospect, failed Met in the big league, Tampa touches, there's it to a star. So let it be Tampa's problem.
I was letting you do your thing, but, you know, this is the night before Christmas. You're too young to have these negative Mets vibes before Citi Field opening day, the biggest opening day ever. Juan Soto is a Met.
Keith, how far is that Boba Shett solo go-ahead homer in the ninth going to go? I'll talk to you, man. Appreciate it. Let's go, Mets.
Thanks for the call, Ross. 888-808-1019. Well, since you mentioned Boba Shett is off to a pretty decent start. You're going to have to deal with him. You're going to have to deal with Vladdy, of course. They added Anthony Santander. I mean, the Blue Jays are 5-2 in first place in the American League East. Like I already said, as a Yankee fan, I'll be rooting for you to knock them off. I don't know. I look at the Blue Jays as frauds, the Boo Jays. I look at the Blue Jays as all talk. Every year it's about what they're going to be and the movie and the sequel. And yeah, and then they flame out and they don't have the pitching and they sign guys like Max Scherzer. And they can't sign their own guy like Vladdy. So I don't know what to expect out of this matchup tomorrow. I think it's great for Tyler McGill that he gets the ball. You know, this is a guy that I think was he the opening day starter last year? I might be wrong on that. But, like, this guy's getting an opportunity in front of the Mets fans, in front of the faithful, to show that, hey, I'm here, I've arrived, this is my time, I can get it done. Kevin Gausman can get rocked. I've seen him get rocked plenty. I've also seen him shove. Shout out to him. I met him in 2014 in the Fan Cave when he was an Oriole and Marcus Stroman was a Blue Jay. They were rookies, I believe. They came into the Fan Cave. They did like some type of activation where like we put like, I don't even know, something stupid. But, you know, I got to meet these guys young. I think he went to LSU and Stroman went to Duke. Like these guys were babies when we met them. But Gausman is, you know, he's a pro's pro. Who else to look out for on the Toronto Blue Jays? Alejandro Kirk, their center, their catcher. As I said, these shows, it gets late, bro. These are nighttime shows. This is bedtime hours. He signed an extension. Other than that, man, I don't really know. George Springer. The Mets should sweep the Blue Jays. That's what I'm going to be putting my money on. The Mets better come through. I wasted a lot of money betting on the Mets in Houston. You know, not wanting to see the Houston Astros prosper. Let's go Mets. 888-808-1019. I think I've got some Yankee fans on the line that, you know, hear me talking about Judge and the state of the Yankees and like, man, let people enjoy things. It's super whack that because of last year, literally last year, 2024, it is over. Because of how it ended, we cannot enjoy one of the greatest players we've ever seen. We cannot enjoy the captain of our team who is a freak of nature and is playing, again, like he's off to a ridiculous start, right? How much talk do we have about what if he has a slow start? Well, he had the hottest March we could imagine, and he cooled off the first 2 days of April, but he's right back to being the guy that we know. Here's a guy that we know, Mario Long Beach. He's on the Fan every day.
What's going on, Keith?
What's going on, man? How are you?
So let me tell you something. You know, with this Judge thing, there is a separation between the regular season and playoffs to a certain degree. That's why the MVP of the league has nothing to do with the postseason.
Correct.
And we got to understand, we got to be in it to win it. You know, I did an interesting analogy, and I actually talked to Evan today, and he agrees that, by the way, that Judge is the best player in the league by far, which is interesting to the Mets fan, you know?
Yeah, but Evan is a baseball guy, and he's like a baseball lifer and historian, and like Met fan or not, Evan would not deny Judge's greatness to hate on the Yankees, you know?
Yeah, but some people could say Ohtani. I mean, it's not completely crazy, you know.
Yeah,
to say that.
But the Ohtani, you know, thing is like, when is Ohtani going to return to pitching? Like Ohtani is just a hitter. We can't do that.
Now here's the thing, Keith. One of the things, so I was wondering, how can we disseminate how good of a home run hitter you are? So I figured the best thing to do is the number of when you hit a home run, for how many times at bat, right? And you know what I mean? Like, one, do you hit a home run every 15 times at bat, every 20 times at bat?
Yeah.
You know, because it's hard to do this by the numbers. And do you know who's number one of all time? You know, I looked at the top 50. It's very interesting.
Is it not Barry Bonds?
Number one of all time? No, Bonds is up there. Number one is
Babe
Mark
Ruth?
McGuire.
Mark McGuire.
Number one, Mark McGuire.
Hank Aaron?
No. One is Mark McGuire. Number two is Aaron Judge. Of all time.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. He's doing this without steroids.
Yeah, and you know what people don't understand? Because I was a big-time bodybuilder, right? I did a lot of lifting when I was younger, you know, and I used to see people that took the steroids. And a lot of people that don't understand it because they just talk on the fan, you know, a lot of it, they were never around that kind of stuff. You were probably around bodybuilding and stuff like that with weightlifting.
Still am.
Yes, there are. So, you know, when you were playing football too. But the thing is, it's not how strong it gets you. What the steroids does, it's recovery. You never get tired. So you're able to,
right,
you're able
so you're
to play
every
like
day.
Days in a row, and you're never getting tired. So that's really more important than the strength, you know?
Yep. Your muscles aren't failing you in that fourth at bat. You're still able to crank one out.
Yeah, it's recovery. I just see guys come in the gym lifting really, really heavy every single day, 7 days a week, extremely heavy. Your body really can't do that. You know, you need a day off in between, you know, that. But with the steroids, you can do it. So then you put on more size and, you know,
imagine,
all that stuff,
imagine,
you know?
Judge on steroids. Imagine Aaron Judge on steroids.
No, you know, and you know, I got another thing that you could tuck away in your memory bank. Judge has a record that you wouldn't even believe. I don't think anybody ever knew it. He has the most robbed home runs of anybody in the history of the game since like 2019. And I don't know if they counted him. He robbed 10 homers since 2019, where he went over the wall.
I've seen him rob Ohtani, Teoscar Hernandez, Cedric Mullins. That's something you don't think about. And I heard Evan talking today about how his defense is underrated. Like, how do you watch somebody be this good and just find ways to undervalue and underrate him? It's crazy.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because when he said his defense was underrated, that he was talking about me, because I'm the one who brought that up.
Oh, okay. See, yeah, that's what I said. You're on the fan every day.
Yeah, he said that's one thing that people don't. He said, I'm glad Mario brought that up, but that's one thing they don't say about what a great defensive player is. And, you know, I'm a big Lamar Jackson fan. They're the same.
Yeah.
Same for two different sports. Exactly the same, right?
Yeah, playing at pretty much the same time. And they struggle when they get to the end part of the season. But during the regular season, they do things that you're like, I've never seen this before.
No. And, you know, I'll leave you with one thing, because so it was great. I believe last year, so that was Soto's best year ever, right, by far?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the difference between him and Judge, it's not even close. And that was his best year ever, Soto. Soto had 41 homers, 105 RBIs, and Judge had 58 and 144. So you had 17.
And Judge damn near
runs.
Took the month of April off. He had a slow April.
Hey, Keith. What kind of numbers is he going to put up if he has the same year like last year?
No, he's going to, like, if he doesn't have a slow start, which he's not having a slow start, he's going to have stupid numbers, potentially his best season ever this year.
He could do 70.
And so why can't this year be the year that he carries it into October? I'm not hating on that man. No, I'm not.
No, I agree with you 100%. Nice talking to you, buddy. I'm going to go to sleep.
Thanks for the call, Mario. This can't be the year that Judge does it the whole year. With the depth of this lineup, they keep pitching to him. That's something I was saying over the weekend. I'm like, all of these memes, all this talk of him dropping a pop-up, all this talk about, oh, he hasn't done it in October, he's a 184 hitter in October, has teams and pitchers thinking they could pitch to Aaron Judge and get him out. If you throw it in the zone, it's gone. You know, just from my notes, right? This came from OptiStats. Aaron Judge is the second MLB player to have 5-plus homers and 15-plus RBI over his first 6 games played in a season. The other is Babe Ruth, 1932. How many games it took Judge to reach 5 home runs? Going back to last year, 28 games. This year, 6 games. And he ended last year with 58 home runs. If he stays healthy and he doesn't slow down, you are about to see potentially his best season. Like, this is why I'm telling you guys I'm struggling with this, because I'm enjoying it and I'm thinking that we might be on the precipice of watching this guy in his prime and actually have a ridiculous October that could lead to the World Series. But he can't even be good without people bringing up the past. He can't even be in the regular season without people bringing up the past postseason. Just enjoy greatness. Just let it unfold in front of you. Just understand that what you're watching is all time. Understand how rare it is. And understand that this guy is so dialed in right now through failure, right? Said this is going to stick with me for life. And now he's got dad strength. He's got a little girl that's looking up to him, right? A little girl that his wife and his parents, they're taking care of. It's different. It's different. Maybe this is the year that it changes. 888-808-1019. Okay, my last hour coming up. We will talk some football. I saw the Joe Milton news today. A lot of talk about Jameis Winston, Aaron Rodgers. And then there's a couple other things that I got to sprinkle in, just, you know, things that I come across from our WFAN social team, clipping our hosts and different takes that I'll weigh in on. Keith McPherson on the Fan. If you'd like to join the show, dial 888-808-1019. We'll be right back.